Muskoy has the highest poverty rate of 39% and the highest drug crime, 41%, in the county. It's also a suburb in east of San Bernardino City with almost 11,000 people. 12 churches reach out to the people in that community. Big Bear City covers the east side of Big Bear Lake with almost 13,000 people living there and has 8 churches ministering to that community. And then there are the children's leaders, often volunteers. Most people find Jesus as children. In fact, recent surveys showed 43% before age 12. Will you stop and pray with us for a few minutes? Father, we thank you in your word that Jesus said, called the children unto him and said, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these." We lift up the churches and the ministries in Big Bear City and Muskoy, especially those that work with the children. We pray that more churches that are Spanish-speaking would rise up in Muskoy, since 90% has a Hispanic population in that community. We also pray for intercessors to arise and claim the subdivision for Jesus, park ministries to rise up and reach the people who attend them on weekends, ministers and believers to find creative ways to share the gospel to this highest poverty rate area. We know that when people are transformed by the gospel, that their poverty changes as well. We pray, God, that you would unite the churches to pray for the lost and deal with the drug issues head on and the crime, and that there would be supportive groups to help those that are recovering from addictions and help them to be set free. We pray, God, that there would be teachings on how to handle finances and be prosperous in healthy, right ways. We ask for revival that would cause families to be transformed by the gospel, and that the city would be reformed by a mighty move of God, for churches to have thriving prayer ministries. For Big Bear City, we pray for pastors to get together and connect and encourage one another in this mountain village and see unity. Also, that intercessors would arise and claim this city for Christ. And we declare right now, Jesus, you are Lord of Muskoy, and we tear down the strongholds that exist over it. And we ask, God, that you would be the one that is claimed on high. We ask, God, in Big Bear City, we declare Jesus is Lord of Big Bear City, for boldness among the believers to evangelize, for Bible studies to help with accountability, an awakening for those who are feeling useless, a revival to those who have yet to know you, Lord, laborers for the harvest, ways to share their faith and co-workers, and especially with the many tourists that they get. We lift up children's leaders and ministry teachers and volunteers, that they would hear your voice, read your word, prepare the lessons, that they would pray for their own spiritual growth and relationship with Christ, that they would see ways that God is using them to make a difference in the children's lives, for renewed strength, energy, and health as they teach each week, including their family members' strength, energy, and health. We ask, God, that you would encourage them with time of adult fellowship and godly friendships, that this wouldn't be a place for them to hide from church, that they would have a rotation so they can also attend adult times. And we pray, God, that they would have a fellowship and community with other believers. We ask, God, that the teachers would build relationships with the parents and the families and partner with the parents in their spiritual development. For whoever is overseeing the ministry of the children, for wisdom as they communicate their heart for ministry to the children and families, that they too would grow in Christ and have a deeper relationship with you, O Lord. We pray that they would have a spiritual protection for them and their families from the enemy, for renewed strength, energy, and health and stamina, including their families, and that they would build relationships also with other people so that they too would get grounded in you, that they would be encouraged and have vision. And we pray, God, that they would train the children in the way they should go and partner with the parents and find ways to be inclusive with the parents and also have the kids be involved with the church as well. And we thank you, Father. We ask for you to do a mighty move in these areas. And we thank you, Lord, that you will, because you love children and you love your word being preached and you love seeing people come to you. In Jesus' name.